Hello, this is Sifu Per Hacks, along here with Sifu Jones, and we're going to cover some really interesting points tonight on this call. We're primarily going to discuss a couple things that are very unique, not necessarily to our training, but I think we're probably the only people that talk about this. Why don't you say hello, Sifu Jones?
How's everybody going?
All right. And we're going to be discussing a concept that, like I said, probably some people teach it, but I haven't really seen it. I haven't experienced it with any of the most of the people that I've worked out with. They may mention it, but we're going to discuss a topic that goes into the clothes you wear, or chi clothes, and we're going to talk about building a chi room to, again, increase your skill level and your ability to, you know, pack even more chi into your life. And it's really an amazing concept. It's one that I learned shortly after I started training with Sifu Jones, and it just makes so much sense, and yet you could probably read 100 books and not really find it laid out the way we're going to talk about it. You'll hear somebody mention something about having a room where you meditate, but they don't really give you the significance as to why you want to do it in a certain way. And of course, as you get better and better, we're going to build on to the chi room. The chi room we're going to give you right now is going to be the basic level, and then as you get better and better, and as you become more and more advanced, we'll expand upon that chi room and go from there. So I'm going to kind of turn it over to you, Sifu Jones, and I'll jump in if you need me to or whatever. So there you go.
Okay, basically, why you want to build a chi room is to basically harness some of the energy that you're building up, because you're always losing a certain amount of energy once you build up your chi and stuff. It's constantly rotating around you. Most people actually literally over time will take up a whole room. Thus, you get the idea of a chi room. And how you basically start doing that is just regularly doing your workout in just any room that you choose. Now, when you first start, you probably don't want to use your master bedroom or the main place you sleep, or, you know, because you usually have a tendency to do this stuff way too hard when you first start doing this type of training. So even if moving around for a while until you can get this stuff in a cool way, until you get in a soft way, you really don't want to just be building up a room that way. You know, what happens if you build up a chi room and you're on the yang side is all sorts of trouble. I mean, I used to do that, and boy, you know, you'd get in fights so easy doing that. Just somebody come in there, and they would come in a really good mood, and the next thing they'd be in a bad mood just because they came through my room, you know, and I was doing it in such a yang fashion. You know, so if you build up a chi room, it's very important you make it a yin chi room, not a yang chi room. You know, a yang chi room will cause you more troubles than it's worth to even build. And so we totally don't recommend that you do this type of stuff with any type of external method. Combine it with this and then build a room because you figure you're going to get more ampage. Yes, you will. Again, you will get ampage from doing that kind of stuff, but not the right kind. You just get destructive ampage, and you just get in fights, and you're just getting in trouble when you're going to do that kind of a deal. So, you know, be real wise when you start building up a chi room, because as you build up the chi room, and when I call it a chi room, I'm always talking about yin chi. You know, that's all we're building up is yin chi, and we're staying on the yin side so that you can keep getting more and more powerful exercises sent your way as you get better and better with this stuff, and you can show that you can stay on the cool side so you don't overload and it doesn't go into your organs and, you know, cause problems. And that's really what happens if you're running too hot. You overload so quickly, and just staying on the cool side will teach you how to get your body to get more and more ampage out of it, so it can just get more and more bigger. The nerve fibers get bigger and bigger, and you're putting out much more ampage, and yet it's not in a hot way at all. It's in this cool side. As that starts to happen, if you're building a chi room, if you're in the same room building it day after day, your room takes on a personality of its own. If it's in this soft, cool way, somebody's feeling bad, they come into your room, they're going to feel a whole lot better suddenly. You know, that's why that, you know, if you get this down in the soft, cool way, you can make your own bedroom your chi room, and it'll be fine. Anybody in that room is going to have a great night's sleep. I mean, because it's a soft, light, easy. And over time, it's amazing, but, you know, as you keep doing this cool chi, the way you do it and get it down, your chi room will actually become several degrees cooler than the other rooms. To anybody that goes in there, it just feels so much cooler in that room than any other room in the house, regardless if you have AC or not. You know, it's just one of the things that goes along with chi. It just shows you that temperature can be done in many different ways, and, you know, and how subatomic particles work in some amazing ways. And it's just learning to do this on a regular basis that causes this phenomenon of a chi buildup in your room. Also, you have sick kids. You take them in there, and they're feeling great. You know, they're suddenly getting over their sickness very quickly. You know, the bad thing about a yang room, you send kids in there, and it's just like kids will be like, you just gave them a whole bunch of sugar, and you fed them a whole bunch of Kool-Aid and let them loose. I mean, or gave them a bunch of candy bars. That's what it is like. You take a kid and you put them in your yang chi room because you built up yang chi. They will be off the walls before too long at all. So, again.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean,
you've seen that phenomenon happen, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I remember the first time.
Because it happened all the time. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I came into your chi room when we first started training together. Man, I felt so weird because I had never walked in a room that was that thick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was kind of like.
And it wasn't necessarily the greatest way back when.
Right, but I mean, but it was still, it was so noticeable. It was like being in a different atmosphere. I know it sounds weird, but that's the way it felt to me. There was a stickiness to the energy. And, of course, at the time, I don't think I recognized it as yin or yang energy. I just recognized it as something totally different than what I had ever felt before.
Yeah, it's like a pressurized room, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
that's
so
that's
weird. It's almost like being in a submarine, under the water kind of thing.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to describe it. Yeah, it was pretty strange. But I didn't want to interrupt you there. I just came up with that thought of when we first.
Well, you've seen that. You know, like you build up a room now for years and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you know, what's some of the things that happen with your kids like that? You know, I mean, you know, when you're doing it in a yang way, your kids go in there and suddenly they're going crazy. You know.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. It's
funny how they'll get just totally amped with our chi. You know. So
yeah,
that's
exactly.
One of the
yeah.
ways you can tell if you're messing up with it too, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. If they like the feeling, then you're good. But if they go in there and, like you said, they're all wired up. It's probably not a good thing. So you try to keep it on the cool side of things, the yin side of things. And probably a lot of people listening to this are going to be thinking this is like the most bizarre topic because it you know, before you hear somebody mention this, you never heard anybody say that. But when you think about how people set, you know, even if you look at, you know, the way they build up churches and different types of religious places, you know, a lot of
times.
Well,
that's what I was just going to say, the chi cloth. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of like they're saying prayer cloth. We call it chi cloth, or, you know, in our case, we say chi clothes, you know. But,
right.
You know, it's basically that same thing as a prayer cloth where, you know, the people have put their energy, they've been praying on it, and they, you know, they pray right into the cloth. You know, sure it works. You know, the same reason why this works. You know, energy's energy, and if you're putting in that kind of energy with those kind of specific instructions and then you give it to somebody and you believe it's going to work, yeah, it really will work. I mean, that's the way we're made up. And so, you know, this is very similar to that, you know, and the reason why you wear the same clothes is for that same reason of, like, you building up the same room that way. You know, as you get on the same shirt, like I would just use basically the same shirt for, like, 2 or 3 months and build up the energy in it there. And then you just keep it in the room, and it's already got a whole lot of chi in it, and you don't necessarily even have to wear it anymore. Just the fact that you keep performing in the room is enough to even amp up that the shirt. But one of the things that they want to do is, you know, like I say in the beginning, you know, just do it outside, do it in a variety of rooms, or until they can get on this soft and cool side, and then they can pick out a specific room that they want and start building it up. But one of the things that you want to do if you're going to do it in a chi room and you want really good results is, like, take out all the distractions in a room that you're going to use as a chi room. You know, I mean, keep it clean, keep it, keep it clean, keep it well organized. Don't have a lot of clutter all around, because, it's just a fact. As the cleaner it is, the more less distractions you are, the more you'll get this in a clear way in your head how this stuff works. You know, the more chaos you got going on, the more chaotic things that are around you. If you got a big mess all around you, you're not going to think as clearly, because you're always thinking of, okay, what else, instead of seeing clearly what you want to accomplish next. And by organizing it real well and keeping it very clean, you'll get so much more of an ampage out of it also. So it's like there's a whole lot of reasons why you do that. Now, for basic, for the way we are in this, the open system, that's all the further you really need to do with a chi room is just basically get a regular room, whether it be a bedroom, maybe a garage room, a basement room. You know, you pick out one that you can get in there, get away from distractions, where you can concentrate and focus on the task at hand. And, of course, the number one task is to make this feel good. So you go into that room and you make yourself feel good. You get this cool, nice, good feeling energy out of you, and it won't take you long at all. You'll start noticing it. Well, you probably won't even start noticing it yourself so much. It's somebody else that kind of will bring it to your attention, because that's kind of how it worked with me, you know. It seemed like the normal room for me, but anybody go in it, it's like, wow, what's with your room? You know, so I'm sure that kind of happened to you, you know, at different times, you know, because it is like, you don't really, you kind of aren't conscious about it, you know, because it feels the same to you as anything else, you know. You don't really notice it until, like, if you get away from it for a while and then you go back in it after, like, a few days, then you notice it, you know. But if it's just like, if you're doing the, you know, the task every day and you're in there, you're doing your workouts every day, nah, you kind of get, you know, complacent with it a little bit, and you don't really notice that it's really amping up like it does. But it's really quite remarkable how you can, you know, like, literally change the pressure. And as you get this down to a cool level, I mean, you've literally changed the, anybody on there will say, wow, you got the AC on? I don't hear it or nothing. And it'll be that cool, all the air even around, that you've made it that cool, you know, not just you even. And it's a, you know, just like how you can change somebody by your feelings to make them feel good because you feel good, or if you're feeling bad, or if you're crying, a lot of times you can make somebody else cry because you're crying, and they, you know, they start empathizing with your feelings. I mean, that's kind of what this is. You're moving around the emotions. The emotions will just move around in this very circular pattern. It absorbs up into all the areas around you, and pretty soon it becomes a kind of an entity of its own. You know, but if it's on this cool and good feeling side, you know, that's exactly how you need it to be. And then down the road, as you get into the closed system, then we don't call it a chi room anymore. We actually call it a chi chamber. And, you know, it's a much more exotic place. And, you know, we get very specific on how you can do some of the stuff that you can do in a chi chamber that you certainly couldn't do in a chi room itself. But, you know, that, again, is down the road when you got this up and running, and, you know, a lot of this stuff will kind of make a little bit more sense than it does right now. But
what do you think about, you know, like, when obviously now I have a dedicated area that I pretty much am in all the time, but I know prior to moving into this house, probably was almost 10 years ago, but prior to that I would train in my living room because that was really the only place that I could train. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what would you suggest for somebody that has a situation, maybe they live in an apartment or something to that effect, and they don't have a lot of space? What would you recommend? I know you mentioned maybe not in the master bedroom, but what would you recommend if they're doing their training in, let's say, a spare room or living room or something like that where there are other people going through? What would you recommend there?
Well, they better get it down soft and cold pretty quick then, you know, or they're going to get a lot of bites. And,
right.
And actually, I know that for a fact for some of the people I've taught. That's some of the problems they've actually run into because they couldn't. They didn't have their own dedicated bedroom. They had siblings in there or, you know, they had somebody else in there, a roommate. And it's just like, you know, because like people at college, you know, I mean, if you got a roommate right there, it's kind of rough. You got to kind of wait for your roommate to leave. I mean, when you start doing these type of nonsense and go looking at exercises, you know, they start looking at you all strange like. So it's not necessarily an easy task, but it's one of those things. It's just like, how much do you want to get this down? You know, the reason why you do a Qi room is because it's so easy once you get this in a soft and cool manner and you start building it that way. It's like for me to go into my Qi room, suddenly I don't even have to be feeling anything necessary. I'm going to suddenly be feeling good, you know, because the room will even make you start feeling good, you know, because it already feels good itself. And that's why you do it. It's just like, so it's less and less work for you to get where you want to go. So, you know, as you build up this, the amperage in your Qi room, you know, you can just even have half a workout and you just feel like you had a full workout, you know, if you did it some other place. You know, just simply from the residual Qi energy that you build up in that room. You know, it's kind of a remarkable phenomenon that, you know, some people, if they're not very sensitive, they're not going to notice a whole lot yet, you know. But those who are kind of sensitive in the group, they're going to kind of notice that it's building up pretty quick already, you know. And it's just like they may have already noticed and had problems. In fact, I know some of the people that I've already mentored, and they're moving along pretty quickly. They're already having, you know, problems with that kind of a deal until they kind of get things turned over to the soft side. So, you know, it's real easy to get in an argument when you're yanging with this stuff. And so you really don't want to build up a Qi room until you actually can get it to the soft side, until you can actually make yourself feel good on a regular business, you know, basis. Then, you know, you probably shouldn't be building up a Qi room. But as soon as you know that you can constantly stay on this good feeling, you know, cool side, or if you're in a position where, you know, hey, it's your bedroom and that's it, and you're stuck with it regardless, well, then get it down right. Get it down easy, you know. Listen to the concepts we're teaching you so that you can get it down much more quicker than, you know, that you would normally go through in the course of time. And you just get the results so much quicker. The sooner you can get this to the soft side, the better everything goes in your life, you know, and the Qi room will build up in the way you want it to, and just good things result as you building up that kind of a Qi room. Now, one of the type of MP3s that we're going to do down the road, some of the topics, you know, what I want to go over is, like, because we've had several questions about, you know, like partners, you know, what's the deal on partners? Should I get a partner in doing this kind of stuff? I mean, what would be the benefits or, you know, the advantages of it, and what would be some of the disadvantages? And there actually are quite a few of both. And so, you know, you probably shouldn't partner up with anybody until you actually hear that MP3, and that'll come out next month. That'll be one that we'll kind of go over. Did I miss anything, or did I leave out anything on this Qi room or Qi clothes, you think?
That pretty much sums it up. I mean, it's not a topic at this time that we're going to go into, you know, more detailed information, but we want people to start thinking about it, and if they do have a space that they can start working on, and the whole thing with really this training, I probably said it every time we've done a call, is the sensitivity and starting to really pick up on that sensitivity. And the Qi room is just another way to sensitize yourself. And as you're training and as you're building it up, you go in and you see what it feels like at certain times of the day and see if you notice it. And obviously, if you do have children, they're usually more sensitive. You could have them come into the Qi room and have them kind of feel, you know, ask them if it feels any different than maybe it did, you know, another time. And they'll give you usually pretty honest feedback in there. And of course,
yeah, especially the kids will. And you really should have like maybe a month or so, you know, maybe 2 months before you even check,
right.
You know, a build up, and then check and see if there really is a noticeable difference. I mean, you're not from one day to the next, you're not going to get a whole lot of chi build up, you know what I'm saying? But it's the accumulation effects over like several months, even, you know what I mean, that you start noticing it. And then certainly if you've done it for a year straight, a big difference then.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, can imagine what, you know, if you walked into this room, you'd probably feel it pretty good, even though it's a pretty big space. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and a lot of people, you know, who have, like, built, like, several years, you know, in their chi room, I mean, if they've been practicing there several years in the same room, they've got it down real well, it's going to be a little overpowering for a lot of people who are not used to chi, you know. Kids love it, you know, because it's soft and feeling good, and, of course, they really like that. But even it being soft and feeling good, it'll still even overload a certain amount of people. No, they'll feel good being overloaded. You know what I'm saying? They just feel like, well, I got to go sit down. I'm feeling so weak, but I feel good. You know? But it is funny how it, like, you can be overloaded even feeling good. So, you know, it is one thing that you got to be conscious of, the fact that, you know, if you're going to build a chi room to, you know, to make it in a soft and cool way so that, you know, it isn't going to be harmful for anybody, and yet you can totally use it in a healing way for people who aren't feeling that good, or, you know, even for yourself. You know, a lot of times if you woke up feeling pretty lousy, you just go into your tea room, you'll feel a whole lot better. You know, so
yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of ways and reasons why you build these things, and you know, even though it may not for a whole lot of people, it's not going to make a whole lot of sense. You know, like that's why we're kind of touching on it in a small way, and as they get into the closed system, I'll kind of elaborate in other ways, in more specific ways that they can add to the chi room. But for right now, you know, all you need is maybe the chi poster with your organs in there, your acupressure poster. That them are good ones. You know, other martial arts if you're into that, or, you know, things that make you feel good is what you want to keep in that type of room. Things that keep you on the task at hand and that make you feel good. And as you start feeling good in your chi room, that's the kind of energy you start building up.
Excellent. That's it's a unique topic. I mean, I knew when we were going to talk about it that some people are going to get a lot of good information, and I just don't think a lot of people talk about this type of training, and all these pieces that we're putting together for you really add up. I mean, as we go through the training month after month, we're going to add little tips, little techniques like this that are going to add tremendously to your chi training, and that's why when you use our method, you're going to get such better results, because we're not just giving you one little thing. We're making this a cumulative effect that your chi energy is just going to grow exponentially as you add all these little factors into your training. And as we go down the road, we're going to add even more factors so that it's going to grow even faster. Wouldn't you agree, Sifu Jones?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we also do, you know, is like, you know, some of this stuff, you know, some of the concepts we throw out at you and some of the techniques that we teach you totally aren't going to work for you. Okay, they're going to work for some of you, but they're not going to work for others yet. That's why we keep continually throwing more and more techniques, because if those techniques won't work, these next ones will. You know, we're constantly going to get you with concepts one way, and then we're going to throw it at you a different way, the same kind of concept, just in different words, so that hopefully it'll ring true to you using different words. You know, we try to say it in several different ways so that everybody can pick up the concept, because it's that important to pick up the concept, you know. And if you are, you know, questioning yourself, well, man, I'm not even sure if I do got that down, write us an email and we'll try to explain it to you even better, you know. Because it's really important to get this down, that you have to stay on this cool side, that you have to stay in this good feeling side, because the power goes way up from here, you know, and it's just like, I know that you won't get a whole lot about the chi room or the chi clothes yet, but, you know, they'll, all this stuff will start ringing true as we keep going over different topics that will help you enhance your chi, you know, and that's what a lot of these, chi videos of the month that we put out, they're just to help you along, you know, not necessarily you do it, you know, like base your whole training around that way, but just a technique that it just may totally work for you. And if it does, then great. That's what that was designed to do. You know, that's how we're going to try to get you through from point A to point B so that you can one of these days actually, you know, fulfill some of these things we want to get out of you so that you're actually emitting enough chi that you can do something with it, you know, that it isn't so, you know, far-fetched, you know, that you can't reach there. If you can get this in a soft way, if you can do it like a little kid, you can actually get this stuff down. But see, that's the hardest thing sometimes for people to get, you know, get through to people is that, you know, they just assume that it's got to be done in a hard way. How could it not be? I mean, you're trying to get power. Power's done in a hard way, isn't it? And it's just like, well, yeah, usually. But electricity already has the power. It doesn't need no power of yours added to it. It just needs you to control the power as you build it up. But it in and of itself is plenty powerful. And so that's what you got to understand about with working with electricity is that we're building up that power of that electricity. And if you try to do it in a way where you're trying to build up your body, like your ligaments and your muscles and stuff, it's going to be a very painful experience for you. And it's not needed. It just will hurt you. I mean, you'll get results, but, you know, they're going to be painful results. And you can avoid all that simply by getting on this soft side message, this cool side, doing it in these cool, easy ways, making this stuff not hurt, doing it like a little kid that's going to enjoy themselves, you know, while they're doing it. And thinking about what you feel like when you're finished doing it. If you're doing it right, it's not, you're not feeling it so much why you're doing it. It's when you're finished that you suddenly feel like, wow, you know, I feel really, really good. Then you're doing it right. But if you're feeling it in a hard way all the way through, well, you know, like, well, I'm building up this muscle for sure. Well, you are and you aren't. You know, you're not going to be able to build it up in the way that I can use it for you down the road, you know, if you build that way. You got to get on this soft side, get this message, you know. And as you do that, you build up a chi room and your chi clothes that way. Because think about it. If you really are going to, you know, build a chi room and you are really going to do like chi clothes, if you're doing it in a yang way, you're not going to heal anybody with those chi clothes. You're just going to hurt them even more. You know, you have to get this soft, cool energy down so it goes right into the clothes, and that way you give it to somebody and suddenly they're feeling great because what you put into the chi clothes feels good, you know, and it feels great. And next thing you know, the person you give it to is not sick anymore. They're feeling, you know, fantastic suddenly. So, you know, this is the way to build those kind of things. And it's just like you do it a little bit at a time, and as you add the month after month on it, you get more and more power out of your room. You get more and more power out of your clothes. You know, now if you do wash your clothes, because I know there's going to be like a lot of questions as far as, you know, well, okay, you build your clothes. If you wash them, what would happen? You know, will you knock the chi out? Yes, you would. You know, it will take the chi energy right out if you wash them. And so, yes, there is that drawback. You know, you don't want to sweat a lot. That's why you need to be in this soft, cool way before you build up your chi clothes. You know, if you're still sweating profusely, you're probably not going to be building up a good chi cloth anyway, you know. I mean, because it's going to come across a little bit yang. And so it won't have the healing energy that it will have as you learn to get over to this cool side. You make it this soft way. That's how you build up chi clothes, and those will work really, really well for you. So, you got anything else to add?
I think that pretty much covers it for now. Like I said, you know, until we take it to the next level, I mean, that's a great introduction to building the chi room and the chi clothes. And as usual, if you have any specific questions, please email us at the Inner Circle contact form there, and we'll be sure to get an answer to you, or we'll do another call that goes into detail on specifics of that, or maybe even do a video if it warrants. So other than that, I think we're pretty much good to go. And thanks for listening. And again, send your questions in with anything that you might want clarification on. So thanks for listening, and have a great night. Good night.
Have a good night.
Okie dokie.